Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you this week's summary of the most relevant financial and industry news on behalf of Financial Services Online. On May 19th and 20th, the Australian Superyacht Marine Export and Commercial Marine Conference, or ASMEX, is set to return to the Gold Coast. This significant event, happening at the Langham Gold Coast, unites prominent stakeholders in the marine sector, featuring a dynamic speaker lineup and facilitating industry growth and collaboration. With enticing and informative speaker topics such as AI and marine, it's undoubtedly a not-to-be-missed event for industry players. Furthermore, the conference will showcase Southeast Queensland's regional capabilities through a facilities tour, promising a comprehensive two-day event of industry collaboration and recognition. Turning our focus to the truck industry, Isuzu Australia Limited is set to enhance its support with the launch of Isuzu Financial Services Australia by late this year, aiming to streamline truck procurement. CEO Andrew Harbison underscores this new venture's role in easing equipment management and replacement processes. Given the industry's challenges, including fluctuating fuel prices and compliance standards, IFESA offers a robust response which aligns with Isuzu's commitment to comprehensive assistance beyond vehicle supply, offering swift and accessible financial solutions to businesses. In banking news, non-bank lender FirstMac has announced the strategic expansion, highlighted by the launch of its first secured caravan loan. With industry data revealing a surge in popularity for caravanning, FirstMac responds to these market demands offering fixed and variable interest rates, starting at 7.14% and 6.59% respectively. Catering to Australian homeowners looking for alternative financial solutions, this step adds a competitive edge to the industry, combining flexible and enticing terms with FirstMac's reputation. Lastly, for today, we are diving into the household economy. With an unfortunate combination of escalating health insurance premiums, termination of energy bill rebates, spiking fuel prices, and Australia's interest rate hikes, Australian households are facing significant financial pressure starting this April. With an alarming annual cost increase to the tune of $2,000, families are urged to review their financial strategies. Possible ways of alleviating the pressure include refinancing mortgages, opting for cheaper insurance options, or adopting energy-saving measures in their homes. As more households cope with these changes, it's vital to adapt and be proactive in managing personal finance during these challenging times. And that wraps up this week's Finance and Industry News. I am Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, inviting you to explore more on our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay ahead. Thank you for joining us, and until our next business update, have a great week.